beware that Christ will judge our hearts. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning in verse 3 says, "But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I don't even judge myself. I'm not aware of anything against myself, but I'm not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, don't pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God." Now we are wading into some meat of the text. Some in the church were judging Paul, making judgments about his motives, his intents, and his purposes. And Paul says, "It bothers me not one bit that you're trying to pass judgment on me, because your judgment of me holds no weight. There's no human court that you could drag me into that could possibly judge me accurately. In fact, I can't even judge myself accurately. I don't know of any ill intent within my heart, but that doesn't mean I'm not guilty. There's only one person who can accurately and perfectly judge my heart. So let him make his judgment in that day, and then you guys can fall in line behind him." So notice with me what this judgment will entail. It will reveal what no one can accurately see, and that is the intents, the purposes of the heart. Now, it seems that in this text, Paul is referring to bringing to light good purposes, righteous purposes, and not evil ones, because he goes on to say that each one will receive his commendation, his reward from God. What's also interesting here is that Paul expands the people who will be judged in this way. He goes from talking about us, himself, and Apollos in verse 1, to me, talking exclusively about himself in verse 3, to each one in verse 5. Each and every pastor and leader in the church will be judged in this way. The deep, dark recesses of the pastor's heart will be exposed. Perhaps here, Paul is grabbing the attention of those other leaders in Corinth who were speaking ill of him and saying, "It's not too late to turn this around, guys." So listen, pastors, it's not too late for us to repent of vain motives and intentions and to seek the Lord and to steward His mysteries with faithfulness for the sake of His people. As you pray today, please remember Hannah McClellan, our missionary in Mexico, and also remember the Nepalese Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Nepal.